New figures show the rate of antidepressants being prescribed over the past 4 years is at an all-time high, and there's a huge disparity between ethnic groups. Data released at Checkpoint under the Official Information Act shows the rate of antidepressants prescribed to Māori and Pacifica is up to 34 times less than other ethnicities. That's despite Māori and Pacifica having higher rates of mental health problems. Experts say the figures aren't surprising and highlight a broken system. Louise Tanuth reports.
The data from the Ministry of Health looks at the number of antidepressants prescribed from 2017 to 2020. On average, other ethnicities were given antidepressants at 8 times the rate of Māori, 34 times the rate of Pacifica, and 16 times the rate of Asians. But this doesn't marry up with research, which shows 1 in 3 Māori and 1 in 4 Pacific people experience mental illness compared to 1 in 5 for the total population, according to the latest mental health report from 2018. Associate Professor of Pacific Health at Auckland University, Colin Tukuitonga, says the disparity isn't surprising.
So cost is often a barrier, just logistics and the reality, you know, not having transport, being at work and unable to go.
He says Pacifica people are often undiagnosed and undertreated for mental health due to cultural barriers.
There's a prevailing view that Pacific people, particularly women, don't suffer depression or anxiety, or they're not supposed to suffer depression or anxiety. We know from several studies that Pacific Island people tend to present with a physical symptom such as a tummy ache, and often they would be treated for the tummy ache, but their actual problem is a underlying mental health disorder.
And a lack of training for GPs on how to discuss mental health and pick up on the signs in Pacifica pushes patients away.
They'll come once, they have an unpleasant experience, and then they just disappear and don't come back.
Co-head of Te Wānanga o Waipapa, School of Māori and Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland, Jemima Tiatia-Seith, says that points to institutional racism.
There is a lack of cultural competency. New Zealand is diversifying thick and fast, and yet the workforce isn't quite keeping up with that.
She wants primary care workers to receive more support to treat patients for mental health. And GPs are calling for it too.
There's a huge amount of work that has to be done here. I think we've got a very fragmented system. Very, very difficult, and there are large, large gaps. And I think for a lot of general practitioners, they feel a sense of frustration and isolation in terms of dealing with these issues often.
That's Dr. Brian Betty, Medical Director of the New Zealand College of GPs. He says GPs are often the first point of call for patients, and they don't have the support they need from specialists.
You've got a moderately severe patient, you need some rapid advice off, say, a psychiatrist. You can't actually access that the way we've designed the system. It's actually very, very difficult to get. The patient needs to access a psychologist. There's a major shortage. Often it's very costly, and you're forced into a referral, and often the referrals are turned down because they don't reach thresholds, and that becomes really problematic.
The biggest jump came in 2020, when 21,721 more people than the year before were prescribed with antidepressants. CEO of the Mental Health Foundation, Sean Robinson, puts that down to COVID lockdowns and the pandemic's long-term effects. He says medication shouldn't be the only solution and is overprescribed to compensate for help that's lacking.
Medications are not the total answer, and they're not all of what people need. And in fact, sometimes they're used because the real thing that people need, which, you know, might be counselling or might be, you know, assistance with dealing with their life situation, that those supports simply aren't available.
On average, females were prescribed antidepressants at nearly twice the rate of males. Sean Robinson says stigma is behind this.
Unfortunately, when it comes to, say, suicide, men are much more likely than women to actually go to the point of attempting or taking their own life. But our research and the research in the issue of suicide shows women are almost twice as likely as men to have an unhealthy well-being.
That's echoed by consultant psychiatrist Dr. Nicholas Ho from the Department of Psychological Medicine at Auckland University.
Gender norms around opening up about emotional distress, depression. Antidepressants are also used for anxiety disorders as well as OCD, and also for other things like abnormal eating, dysfunctional eating. Women are more likely to help seek and maybe also are received. Prescriber may be more likely to ask and inquire around mental health.
The latest government inquiry into mental health from 2018 was released last month, finding some progress but frustration over the pace of change. A new independent mental health and wellbeing commission was established in response to this report, with goals to help improve the mental health system over the next decade. For Checkpoint, Louise Tanuth.
And a reminder of where to get help if you'd like to talk to someone. You can text or call 1737 for free anytime, or 0800 Lifeline. So those again, 1737 or 0800 Lifeline. And we'll put a full list of numbers up on our website.